You go, operator.
Joined.
French.
Joined.
also, if you're on the internet, you can also join Skype so we can communicate. Hello, everybody. This is Fatimata. How are you? Yes, very well. So let me see if I can connect as well. Very well. Anybody on the English channel?
Just me, the operator.
Okay.
Hi, Maya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Just making sure. I'm now connected. Very well. If Fatimata is present, Filemo is present as well. Is Mr. Bombano present as well? And there's Mr. Guji as well present. Okay. Didier, if you want to start with the meeting, I think everybody's here. Very well. Awa was not able to attend. Yeah, this is what she said, that she was not able to attend. So, let's start then today. I'm hoping that we're able to do this together then. So let's go ahead and start then. Is Mohammed here? He was not able to take the call, so. Well, then we should maybe start in that case. Yeah, I think so. Okay. I can hear you, Aziz. I can hear you, Fatimata. Very well. Okay. Can you hear me now? So then, apparently, everybody's here now, yes? With the exception of Muhammad? Is that what it is? Yes, apparently, everybody's already here. Okay, well then, we can start, I think. Okay, well then, I think that we can start then in that case. So there's Aziz, me. Aziz, are you there? Can you hear? I mean, you know. I mean, I have no problem, you know, leading. I mean, you know, it's. There is no problem at this point. Well, I mean, I can, you know, I can tell you, but, you know, I, you know, if... So, in regards to the agenda, so, yes, I'm trying to look for it. Very well. Did you see the agenda besides this? Yes, I see the page now. Very well. Okay. Agenda, I have it here. So adoption of the agenda, roll call then. And then a summary of the meeting. And then we can discuss the action items. Is that all? Yes, that's all. Well, then, so we can start, basically. Very well, I'm going to start. All right. Well, hello, my friends. We're going to start today's meeting. And I'm going to speak slowly because I know that there's translation happening. And I will make the effort as well. So we're going to start the meeting today. We're going to start with the adoption of the agenda. So I'm going to give you a time to be able to translate if in case it's going too fast. So today, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing the adoption of the agenda. Then we're going to be discussing the excuses, Hawa is being excused. And then fourth point, this is to adopt the meetings for the 3rd of September. And then the action items that have been taken for September 4th. And then announcements for the staff today. And then, you know, the discussion on the summit for ALAC. Okay, do we have time to discuss the ALAC summit? Because ALAC belongs to the working group, isn't it? Yes, this is what I had understood. This is why I was asking if, you know, if it's possible to include this in the agenda before adopting it. Yes, we can do that if you want. That's not a problem. That we can do this, yes. Well, then there's got to be somebody to say something, because otherwise I'd like to say something. So now let's discuss the summit then, the ALAC summit that's coming up. There's nobody that, no? Okay. So besides that then, we can then adopt the agenda in that case. For the review of the action items of September 3rd. There had been a proposal to do a document, and yes, I see that here. Do you see that document? Because I had not seen the document. Where is it exactly? Yes, it was on the French page at least. I saw that. Avista. Yes. Did you get news from Hared? No, I did not see that either. No, he's not connected. He's not on Skype either, so. Okay, so then we can continue. Is Colette is here? That's because I don't see him on Skype. I don't see him on Skype. No, he's not here. He's not on Skype. Robin is his last name. So we're going to continue. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't seem like there's great stuff to do today. Well, then, you know, we can discuss then the adoption of the September 3rd meeting. Okay, I can't hear at all. It's easier. Can you hear me now? Yes, now I can hear you. Very well. So we're trying to see the agenda. So on this agenda, there were 2 points here, Fatemata, that we were going to discuss. There's the agenda in regards to the summit meeting. So that's a point that we have to discuss. But there had been a point that Aled had proposed. Not only is he here, but there isn't even a draft that we can actually discuss. I mean, we can discuss that point if you'd like. So in that case, let's discuss the points of what we're going to do then. Have announcements from staff? Are there any announcements from staff then? Nick wanted to say something in regards to the elections in Africa, but unfortunately, he's not here. But let me see if he's about to finish that call in order to discuss the elections, okay? So that there's only one announcement then? Is that what it is? Okay. So then let's try to discuss the other 4 points. While we wait for Nick to give us the announcement on the African elections. Okay? Is there anything that anybody would like to propose? Yes, I'd like to propose then an item. It's kind of delicate. I don't know how to mention this exactly. But I think that it would be a vote in regards to participation. I personally, I saw that Alain was on the list. I saw that, at least from Africa's point of view, especially Senegal, there is a technical problem in regards to the electricity. And I don't know. There are things that we have to do, but I think they're from Africa. There's always technical problems. I don't think
joined
that the members from the North American continent, but sometimes people, simply resign because they can't connect. Hi, Nick, are you here?
I am.
Okay, let me announce you. And Nick, please, you can take over if you like. Ready to listen to you, says Didier.
What would you like me to say? I'm sorry to be late. I had a telephone call that ran on much longer that I couldn't extract myself from, so I'm hoping I haven't missed anything important.
No, nothing so far. And Nick, they were waiting for the announcement because they had been told that there was going to be an announcement for the elections.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Matthias is on the other line and knows the date of the election. I believe I have them in my calendar, which is the 5th through the 19th was what was called by Didier. We have a message in to Alan Levin, who of course has been nominated for the secretariat position. Alan, to see if he accepts the nomination. He is away on the holidays that take place this week and is returning back to his office on Thursday. Of course, there are two candidates who have been nominated for the ALAC seat, and if Alan accepts his nomination, there would be two nominees for the secretariat position. We have a list of the authorized ALSs that was sent out to the list earlier, a few weeks ago, and that list, we received no feedback that any of the contact information on that list was incorrect. So we would ask ALS is to double check their entry if they haven't looked before to make sure that the right person is identified as the authorized ALS representative for voting purposes.
Was that all?
I believe that is related to the elections.
So, in regards to that, I do have two questions for you, Nick, and this is Didier speaking.
Bonjour, Didier.
So, the limit date to accept candidacy was, I believe, on the 28th of September. Now, was this, does that mean that the date was extended for Mr. Levin?
A wonderful question. As you'll recall, the original announcement of the nominations period related to the secretary, the ALAC seat, after that announcement, ALS has began to also nominate secretariat, yourself and Alan, for the secretariat positions. We then sent a note to AFRALO asking to clarify, because our understanding is that the election was called only for the ALAC members, only for the ALAC seat. And the only comment we received back from in relation to this was from Mohammed suggesting that it made sense to also conduct the elections for the secretariat at the same time. It is obviously up to the region to consider this question, but it would seem to me to be fair to Alan to let him confirm when he returns as to whether or not he wishes to stand, simply because it wasn't clear. As I say, the only response that we have that the secretariat election would be taking place at the same time came from Mohammed last Saturday, which is, of course, very far into the nomination period that was previously announced. That was, this is the thinking that suggested to me that it would be fair to ask Alan when he gets back from his holiday.
Right, but, you know, he had been nominated 3 weeks ago, though. Was he not aware of this? He was aware of this, was he not?
I couldn't say. I haven't spoke to Alan in that period.
Right, but, I mean, you know, it was a public mailing list. You know what I mean? It was not just part of personnel, though.
Indeed. But obviously its normal procedure would be, as you know, if there is a nomination period and an election period for a position, is that one would announce the opening of those periods and that schedule and ensure to in a way that ensures that all those positions have an equal time for nominees to be proposed and to accept. If you were to say that Alan had missed the deadline and therefore was unable to answer when he comes back from holiday, he could quite reasonably say to you, well, it wasn't even decided that the Secretariat election would take place at the same time as the ALAC election. There's only one email stating that we should do it on the same schedule, and that came out the day before the closing of the nomination period. So my suggestion to you would be that it would be better to allow him a few extra days so that there is no possibility of anyone suggesting that there is any irregularity to the conduct of the elections.
I mean, but this was, you know, announced on September 5th, though, and so there were 2 weeks.
The announcement of the schedule for the elections took place on September the 5th, but that referred to the ALAC seat, not to the Secretariat and the ALAC seats, unless I'm gravely mistaken.
Alors, je vous écoute. And give me a moment, Nick. I just had to tell him to go slowly because of the translation. Okay. Besides that, is there something else in regards to that?
Well, one thing I would say is I have just searched for emails related to the election call, and I have actually found there is one on the 5th, which refers only to the ALAC representative being up for election, and states that the nomination should be done within a week's time from the date of that email. There is then an email on the 8th, which has a different timetable and mentions the Secretariat and one ALAC position. There is then a third email on the 9th, which lists a timeline without specifying exactly which positions will be filled, though one could imagine that it relates to the email sent the previous day. And then on the 26th, on the 22nd, there is an email from Didier replying to an email with the subject of nominating period for ALAC position ends 21 September, in which Didier accepts his nomination for Secretariat. So I know that this is just the way things happen sometimes. So this is why I made the suggestion that I made about waiting a few extra days. But again, it's your relo, and it's up to you to decide what you think should be done.
Very well. Right. So, right. You know, the announcement, the nomination, I mean, Alan had been aware after the 5th. And then after the 5th, there's 12 days, and there's 12 years, 12 days where he should have said yes or no.
Well, there are different emails sent on different dates and two separate timelines, as well as two different statements related to what positions are being filled. One states both the ALAC and the Secretariat position. One states the ALAC only, and a third has a subject line which states only the nominating period for the ALAC position ends on the 21st of September. So all I am saying is it would be very easy for someone not to be sure whether or not there was a deadline that they had missed or not. Accepting that you are all volunteers, and so you have other things to do in your lives than just read ICANN emails. Though we are glad you do read ICANN emails.
Fatimata would like to say something. Yes, I have a question, and this is related to the question that Didier asked. Because if there's a procedure that says that after such date, you know, the candidacies are no longer available, and you know, if we're going to, you know, extend it, then it's something that we have to discuss whether it's going to be extended or not. But I don't think that we're able to just extend it like that and, you know, just assume that it's been accomplished. I mean, you know, I don't know what the others think. But, you know, when it comes to the ALAC in general, in regards to Afralo, we should maybe try to see if we can be a bit more strict in regards to the procedure, you know. Can I say something? Et doucement, s'il vous plaît.
I think it was clear to everybody that the vote for secretary started.
I just searched the emails. Maybe you should try in the French channel. If you search for Didier's name in the Afralo list, you'll see there are four different emails that say different things.
All right. So in regards to the procedures in place for the elections, you know, then there should be something clear. I mean, there are procedures. Yes, I do know that. And ICANN has procedures. I mean, you know, once, you know, the candidacy is done, then the candidate has to accept or not accept. So, you know, in regards to taking a decision, it's a matter of always discussing it, not just, you know, assuming that that's the way it is. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. So, I mean, so what in that case do you suggest in this case, Nick?
Well, tell me when you're ready for me to.
I'm ready for you.
Well, as I say, I think, as you say, it is rightly a decision for the region. I think if you take the view that it would be relatively easy for it to be unclear what exactly the schedule is, then it would be, if you believe that to be the case, if you believe that it is somewhat easy or relatively easy for someone to be unsure, then it would be up to you, but might be reasonable to say we will give the other nominee a few extra days to make sure that no one can say that they didn't know or that they were confused. If you think from looking at the correspondence that it is very clear what the exact schedule is and which positions are being filled and not contradictory, then it would be easy for you to decide that the period for nominations and acceptance has ended and that the candidate list would not include Alan.
It wasn't clear before Saturday.
I have a question. What I wanted to know, Nick, from Fatimata, if this flexibility, does this flexibility exist with the other allies in regards to procedure? Because, I mean, I know that there are some candidacies that have been rejected previously because it went over the, you know, the limit dates. So in the history of ALEC, is there that type of flexibility? Because if that's the case, then Afralo should start in that case. I mean, you know, because otherwise, you know, it's a matter of, you know, us not being on par with the rest. I mean, that's the way I see it in that case.
In the case of, tell me if you're ready.
Oh, go ahead.
In the case of the other regions, like Afralo, all regions received two emails, one being a summary of all the different regional MOUs, operating principles, and ICANN bylaw provisions related to ALEC elections and secretariat elections. Well, ALEC elections, firstly. And each region then received an individualized message suggesting a procedure where there was no stated procedure for that region. It was the case that most regions had not specified a detailed procedure. So the staff proposed one for all the regions that would be similar, simply as a matter of administrative convenience, and to allow all at-large community members to see some similarity in the way in which elections were being conducted. It was then for each RALO to decide to adopt that system or a slightly different system, and in each case, the Secretariat did announce a schedule. And the difference between Afralo and the other regions are two. Firstly, the other regions have not chosen to elect their secretariat at the same time for varying reasons. Secondly, in all the other regions, the announcement of the election and its timetable was contained in only one message. So it was, of course, very clear and unambiguous precisely what the timetable was, what the deadlines were, and what positions were open for election. So Afralo is in a unique situation in which there were multiple messages sent about the election and the timelines and the candidate and the positions for which the election was being held. It is up to there is flexibility for the RALO to decide its election procedures, as there is for all RALOs, because there are no set election timelines and procedures for the different RALOs in most cases. And certainly in Afralo's case, you do not have operating principles, nor have you adopted rules of procedure for meetings which contain election procedures. So you are able to make decisions as you desire.
And I did want to say something. This is Didier. When Nick says that Alan was not aware, it's just kind of weird because, you know, today's meeting, we were late 30 minutes because Alan had said that he wanted us to wait for 20 minutes. And now he's not available. And now we are told that he's on vacation. And, you know, there's another week that we're going to have to wait. And, you know, the meeting, as it was, had been, you know, postponed for 30 minutes. So if he's not here, you know, he's not here. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Ebe Satimata, if you have something to say. Yes. And I have another question in regards to this, in regards to the, because Nick just said that with a Frollo, there isn't really a procedure in regards to the rules and for votes and for meetings. So, you know, we did adopt the procedure for ICANN, for the Afralo. Right, I mean, there is a procedure, and it is the ICANN procedure that we have adopted. And from what I saw, this is what we had in place. I mean, you know, they had asked us if we wanted to adopt such procedures, and we had said that we wanted to adopt such procedures. And so there is a set in regards to the limit date of the elections, for example. Now, that in this case, you know, he was not aware of the limit date. You know, I'm sorry. We, you know, he had to be aware, and that's the way it is. I think that... you know, there was an explanation, but I think that he was aware. He had at least 12 days of being aware of this. We did not get his message. And then he had asked himself for this meeting to be, you know, to start later. But so I do think that he was aware.
I have a point when there's a break.
Oh, yes. Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, to clarify, the reason Alan is not on holiday, I said holiday, and that isn't a great term to use. He's actually observing the religious holiday of Rosh Hashanah. That is why he is away, lest you all think that he's actually on a, you know, just a vacation. The only other thing I would say is it was unclear to me until Saturday whether or not the secretary election was really being held at the same time as the ALEC election. And, of course, I'm obliged to read all the emails in the region and all regions on a regular basis. It could be just me. I am completely willing to be the only person who found it somewhat confusing what the election schedule was due to the multiple emails on the subject. Obviously, if you decide to stay with the one of the three emails, you should, as a region, feel free to do what you think is the right thing to do. I'm sure that Alan wanting to move the meetings back for half an hour so he would be able to attend them, and him missing this meeting, I would believe are just a coincidence because of the religious holiday. But again, I'm not Alan, so I can only speculate so much, but I know many other people who are observing this particular religious holiday. So,
I already said what I had to say. Is there anybody else that has anything to say? Well, I mean, you know, I state what I said previously. I had followed the email, and, you know, it was a matter of following the procedure. So, you know, I don't know. So let's continue then with the agenda. Okay. Is there anything else from the staff? Are there any other announcements from the staff so far? Nick?
If you like, I can briefly mention the open public consultations.
Yes, go ahead.
As you all may recall, I realized that ICANN's birthday was 10 years ago today, and there is actually a picture of an ICANN birthday cake on ICANN.org, which a birthday cake is something I would not have imagined seeing on ICANN.org, so you may wish to view that.
Was it today or yesterday?
It's saying today, 30th of September. C'est incroyable.
Yeah, Nick, today is October 1st. So it was yesterday then, right?
Pardon, I'm one day behind. Yes, it was yesterday then. On the public comments, there is, as you know, there has been a public comment period on improving institutional confidence, the future of ICANN after the joint partnership agreement with the U.S. Department of Commerce concludes at the end of 2009. The second version of the report of the President's Strategy Committee on improving institutional confidence has been prepared based on comments received on the first report and the regional meetings on the subject, and that consultation is now open. It is very shortly to be posted in several languages. You can currently review it on the front page of ICANN.org and the Improving Institutional Confidence page. Hopefully, members of AFRELO will take the opportunity to comment. The comment period ends on the 10th of October, and the consultation as a whole will be discussed in Cairo for those attending the Cairo meeting. Other than that, there is a consultation on a minor bylaw change related to the criteria for appointment, which you may wish to review. Basically, it's suggesting that in the future, where an appointee is to be made for a given geographic region, that the country of citizenship should not be the only criteria used when deciding on the diversity for regional purposes, that it should also be considered where the person lives. So it would increase the potential diversity of appointments within regions. There are several other public comment periods available, which you may review from the ICANN homepage. Secondarily, for those of you attending the Cairo ICANN meeting, we will shortly be posting on the atlarge.icann.org page a link to the Cairo at Large community schedule. If AFRAILO members who will be present in Cairo would like to arrange a special meeting of AFRAILO during the Cairo meeting, we would be happy to help facilitate this. For example, we could arrange for those who are physically present to be to have meeting space, and at the same time for those who are not present, a telephonic bridge could be arranged. And that's all I have.
Any comments on that? And Nick, there's a request. Could you repeat again what are the things that are going to be posted? There's a member that was not able to follow very well.
We will shortly be posting on the homepage of atlarge.icann.org the Cairo schedule for the at-large community, of meetings of the at-large community during the Cairo meeting.
Okay, could you repeat once again in regards to what you had spoken about the candidacy of the region in regards to diversity? Could you mention that once again, please?
Sure. There is a consultation open on an amendment to the bylaws which affects nominating committee appointments. As you know, the nominating committee in several cases appoints people based on their being citizens of countries in a given region. It is proposed in this bylaw change that not only would the country that they are citizens of be a factor, but also the country they are domiciled in. So, for example, if an appointee for Africa who was being considered by the nominating committee had actually resided for 20 years outside of Africa, that fact would be considered when making the appointment, as well as the nationality of that person, so that one could imagine that if two candidates from Africa with African citizenship were available to be chosen from, the NomCom might choose the person who still lived in Africa over someone who had for many years lived away from the continent, by way of example. And whether or not this change should be brought into effect is what the consultation is about.
Very, very legitimate, very normal, I think, yes.
So obviously, if you agreed or disagreed with this proposal, it would be good for you to say so.
Now, is it possible to then to just send this inside of the internal list and just validate this if we agree with this? Is that possible?
Certainly, and then you could simply have the Secretariat transmit the AFRALO's comments to the public comment period.
So it's a very logical proposition, I think, that it's definitely something that we need to do. And, you know, we do agree with that, definitely. You know, I think that it would be good, you know, as a way to formalize this. So have this information on the list, for example. And then if no one reacts, then we will assume that everybody agrees.
We will forward it to the list also, the announcement.
Very well.
I have one other announcement, if there's time.
Go ahead.
Good news. As many of you may remember, we used to have a translation, a machine translation system connected to the AFRALO list to translate between French and English postings. We removed this because of the technical problems that this method had. But in the meantime, we have been developing in-house a new interface, and we have been testing this. And it does not have the problems that the previous interface did of producing, for example, blank messages. We are enabling this feature on the LAC-RALO list on the 10th of October. If you wish, we will send information on how it works to the AFRALO list, and if you agree, we could then once again have French and English mailing list postings being translated into the other language.
That's a great idea. That's very good. Now, in regards to the Apollo for Cairo, then it is important to find one day in order for us to meet as well then. And in regards to Apollo, I think that there's an African meeting on Thursday, so either to schedule this the day before or the day after. And so then to let you know, Nick, basically of a room, if we can be provided a room in that case in order to be able to meet, if possible.
We'll work with you to schedule something for you.
Great. That's very good. Yeah, I'm already present on the African meeting. If you saw an AFRI discuss, because you can very well take the initiative for Cairo, isn't it? So I'll take the initiative to do that as well then. Very well. So then a final point in the agenda, then the Fralo's contribution for the summit. So then we'll have to ask Hawa to do something in regards to this, because I'm sure that she'll have something to say in regards to that, in regards to the summit. Right, because, you know, we know that the summit is happening in Mexico and there's many things that have already been worked on. And supposedly, there's many things that we'll be working on before that date. So then there's going to be an email that's going to be sent out in regards to what's going to be happening on the summit then. Are we done then, did you? If there are no other comments, then I think that then we are done. I do have one comment from Aziza. I do think that for the next meeting, it would be so for next meeting then, if somebody proposes for the agenda and the person is an absent, then this person will have to design somebody to be present for them to treat whatever points they propose, because there are many people that are not present and, you know, they propose things and then they're not present. So that's definitely something that will have to be done. And Nick, just so you know, nobody's saying anything at this moment. This is why there's silence.
Okay, thanks.
I don't want you to think I was not translating or anything.
I can sort of hear through the wall, actually.
Oh, okay.
This is on the French channel, so I can kind of hear when there's something going on.
Okay, good. So then we're going to end today's meeting, and I do want to thank all of you. All right. Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, everybody, for having attended. Take care. Bye-bye, and thank you for the comment. And thank you, Nick, from everybody.
C'est mon plaisir.
And congratulations to Didier. It was a great reading. And thank you very much.
Nick.
Left.
French.
Left.
Eagle operator.
Left.